What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Power Rankings Guys, power ranking anything and everything Survivor Michigan. I'm Paul. As always, I'm here with Joe.
Hi, everybody.
And it's good to be back.
It is. I feel like it's been ages.
It has been ages. I feel like last time we were here, we were talking about how excited we were about Megan and Ivy.
I know. We are just the luck is not on our side this season.
We have officially spent all of our luck, all of our good juju on the Power Rankings guys, and now we are just out of luck. We are just totally in a bad shape, but I guess we'll start with talking about Megan.
I know.
So sad.
Really sad. And I think a couple people made a big mistake by voting her out.
I agree.
I don't think it made any sense. She was literally a vote that people could have used. She had no one. I honestly think, I was thinking about this earlier, like, if Jackson doesn't make it to the end, I think voting out Megan and not using that relationship longer is going to be one of his major, like, falls, if that makes sense.
I totally agree, and I actually feel the same way about Shannon and Nate.
Mm.
Like, I actually think that sword cuts both ways. I think if Jackson doesn't make it there, he'll regret it, and I think if Shannon and Nate don't make it there, they'll look back at that moment when they really could have flipped the game. And because with Megan, they don't even really need Ivy, or they don't need Nate, depending on which way the sword cuts. But if they get right, pick up both of them, you know. But I'm very sad to see her go. She was great TV, a great strategist, a great player, all around. Really one of our favorite people to come out of Survivor Michigan so far.
Yes, and she is on my list 100% to come back for a returning season. Really, really, really hope we get to see her again.
I very, very much hope that we get to see her play again, because I really feel like she's somebody who could grow between a first and a second season.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I think she's somebody who would show up round two very, very ready to play, which I think would be so fun to see, especially in an All-Stars cast.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. And then we also have Ivy.
Oh, man.
I really felt like during the course of last episode, and again, shout out to the editing team once again for giving us all these roller coasters in every episode.
Oh, gosh, it was so good.
I felt like the game was opening up in front of Ivy for like a brief moment. I was like, oh my gosh, is Ivy going to make this happen?
Yeah.
And then what? She goes to Jackson?
I don't understand why.
Why?
I don't get it.
This is the opposite of Brad Culpepper math. 4 into 7 is good. You have the votes.
Right.
You don't need more votes. Like, oh, honey. Oh, man. I'm very disappointed, because I really felt like Ivy was maybe one of those like slow burn players that was just going to peak at exactly the right time.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. And then that's not what happened at all.
Right. Yeah. I'll be really interested to see like what the reason was behind going to Jackson, because it just didn't make any sense. You didn't need to at all. You didn't need to at all. I even wrote down in the book of the Power Rankings guys, chapter 1, verse 1 is, thou shall not tell your target's number one ally that you're going after their number one ally.
Oh my gosh.
It just really.
Yes.
Yeah, she like had it. She had the move there, and then just going to.
It's definitely disappointing. I'm very sad to see Ivy go, because I liked her and I felt like she was emerging, and I would have liked to have seen a better ending to that arc than just kind of this big mistake flame out ending, but you know, it happens. That's Survivor.
Right.
You win some, you lose some, and sometimes one little thing is the end, and you don't even know it until it's happened and it's way too late.
I know. And she could have gotten Dale out with two idols in his pocket when we get to Dale, but obviously he did. I mean, I don't think he would have used one.
I don't think if he's using one in the actual timeline, I don't see why he's using one. And because who's gonna tip him off?
The only person I could think, Shannon.
Yeah,
but I feel like she was doing a pretty good job of like not, you know, holding that information in.
Yeah,
that was gonna be him. So
I think she was in.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man. Yikes. What could have been? But instead of talking about what could have been, we're here to power rank what is, and what is this final six.
I know. I can't believe there's only six left.
This is a real random final six.
It honestly is.
If you had asked me who the last returner standing was going to be, I don't think I would have said Matthew.
I think I would have either.
If you had asked me who the last El Norte standing would be, I definitely wouldn't have said Nate.
No, I wouldn't be there.
If you would have told me Kat was still here, I would have been surprised.
Mm-hmm.
If you would have told me all the Alpha Bros from Tokidoki make it all the way to the final six, I would have been surprised.
Yeah.
I probably would have believed Shannon was here. I think we liked Shannon from the beginning. But yeah, besides that, there is a lot of... If you would have told me Shannon would have cried 75 times.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I would have also been very... I love Shannon.
Yeah, I do too.
She is, to me, what I love to see on College Survivor. And I know we're jumping ahead, but I don't care. Because she is just... right there. It's like we talked about with Will last season, like emotions just right on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're getting stream of consciousness Shannon all the time. I love her.
Yeah. And it's too to like see how much like passion and like into these games, where like, you know, the complete opposite is like Kat, who's just kind of like going along with whatever's happening. But like, yeah, to show that much emotion and I think she was even saying it in the episode, like, you know, I'm spending all this time with all these people that I don't like, or that I don't, you know, that I didn't know before this. And her last couple of episodes for her, but definitely this one was just so funny. You know, cooking time with Shannon, and I don't know, dogs got to eat, hearing that a million times.
I'm glad you brought that up, because this episode was so weird. and I mean that in the absolute best way. What was this classic movie introduction? And then we had
the Paranoid Lion.
The Paranoid Lion. We had cooking time with Shannon. We had Bible study in the middle of the episode. It's been so much fun to watch this season, because there's just been so much unexpected stuff. And I feel like this is one of those seasons of Survivor that is good, because every episode you tune in, you're like, what is about to happen?
Yeah. You almost forget you're watching Survivor for like a few minutes.
It's true. You know? Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah,
so let's really dive in, because otherwise we're going to do this for 2 or 3 hours, because I'm notorious for doing that. So top six, let's rank them. Let's start with number six.
We could probably say it at the same time, I'm assuming.
Yes, I'm sure we both have cats.
Yeah.
I think we probably said everything we need to say that we said two episodes ago. I don't think anything has changed. I don't think Kat can win.
Right.
I don't see a road for her to get there, depending on whether we're talking about a final three or a final two. And depending on what happens with Kat, Shannon, and Nate, depending on what happens with Idols going forward. But I, yeah. God bless Kat. We hope she's doing well.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll add is that it was interesting seeing her vote for Ivy because of how seemingly kind of close the last couple of weeks. But I feel like that's also a testament to Shannon's game.
Yeah.
Because they've also gotten close in the last couple weeks. And on top of that, I'm assuming she's talking about Shannon. Well, I guess she would have to be because they're now the only two women left. But I think in the next episode, she was like, I'm just going to vote however she says. So that's great for Shannon to not only definitely have somebody that she would sweep the jury votes with. You know, Shannon's kind of capitalizing that's sort of lackluster, you know, play or whatever you want to call it. So I think this is a testament to Shannon's game too, of like, you know, right, Kat could have been an easy boot for season, but I think first of all, in what universe also would we have ever seen Shannon and Kat
like, right
in an alliance by this point from how crazy it started in the beginning. So just a very like full circle moment. So I wanted to throw that out there too, but yeah.
Yes, I agree. Yes. And we'll talk more about that when we get to Shannon, cause I have more to say regarding that. But, in your number five spot,
I have Nate.
I also do.
Okay.
But
okay.
I am interested in Nate because Ivy is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nate is the freest of free agents in this. I mean, we've seen him sort, and we've kind of lumped him in with Kat and Shannon, but like, even then, we don't even really have any, I don't even really have any real reason to do that, to be honest, because
yeah,
I think he still hates Kat. Right. I don't.
Right. And they left him out.
Yeah.
Again, has Nate voted for the correct person, like, ever this season?
Oh my gosh. Bless his heart. Like, I really don't think so.
Like, it just, I feel like every tribe, he's just like shocked at what's happening.
Yes.
No, you bring up a good point. Yeah, it's like, I feel like Nate is now in the Megan position. And I feel like, I hope, but I feel like they don't just like pick Nate off because of that reason. Like, we're getting down to the end here. So it's like, someone needs to scoop up his vote. Especially a final six. So it's like,
yes,
I feel the same way. I'm like, where does Nate go at this point? And like, who is he going to, you know, place his loyalty to with Ivy out of there?
I totally agree. And I think that's an interesting storyline to watch going forward.
Mm-hmm.
My flip side of that is if I'm these three guys, or especially Dale and Jackson, and especially Dale, I don't want final.
No.
Because I think if there's any kind of puzzle element, I think Nate has been pretty dominant in that. Mm-hmm. And B, and I'm going to say something that I mean as a sound like it, but I think Nate kind of hates these people enough to like stand on a log for 10 hours to win a final immunity challenge. I think that's spite fair. Is a great motivator. And Nate strikes me as the kind of person who would, out of spite, stand on a log for 10, 12 hours to win a final immunity and vote somebody like Dale or Jackson out of the game to make sure they can't win. And I mean that as a compliment. Because good for him if he does. So that's why I put Nate in five, because I really was tempted to put him higher because I like being the free agent at this stage in the game. Mm-hmm. But I think especially Dale and Jackson have got to be thinking like, we have got to not let Nate win any more immunities.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree. This next one, he's definitely high on the list to even though I don't think it makes sense for four, five, or six to get voted out. Yeah, I think this is the. I don't know. Well, we'll get to that. But Yeah, it'll be very interesting if he.
That's what's hard about being the power rankings, guys. It's not easy to be us.
Exactly. So many scenarios to think about. Oh man!
All but yeah, the scenarios.
I will be interested to see what happens if Nate doesn't win immunity. I will be very interested to see how he doesn't vote it out in the next episode. Mm-hmm.
I agree. So let's go to number four. Who do you have?
Matthew.
I also do.
Wow, we're on a roll here.
I did not want to put Matthew here. I want to put him higher. Yeah. I just don't feel like I can.
I know. It's unfortunate. I think, I don't even know. At this point, there's just, it's funny because even the way that I have my list, I have 1, 2, 3 on the left and then 4, 5, 6 on the right. And it's just kind of like the three on the left are just like, I see as just like the top people. And I feel like Matthew, unfortunately, only has a real shot. And again, I don't know if we know if it's a final two or a final three, but like he would need to be there with Kat and possibly Nate to win, which is unfortunate to say, but yeah, I mean, it's tough. I just think he's weird. Honestly, ever since Isa went home, I think, it's like his game has just been like completely flipped upside down. And I think everybody's just kind of like, unfortunately, just like stringing him along. I don't know. Unless he like teams up with Shannon, Nate, and Kat in the next episode, Gail and Jackson. Like, I don't know. Like, he needs to like 2, 3 big moves in this end game, get to the end, and then he'll have a shot. But I don't know if that's going to pan out.
I feel like we did this last year with Aaron, and we're like, Aaron can beat Will, and I forget who else it was, but Chloe or Cassie. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm doing this again a whole season later. This is embarrassing for
it was Cassie.
Us.
It was Cassie. No, Cassie was like in the final 5 or 6.
Yes. Anyway. because I think Matthew beats Nate and Kat.
Yes.
And I also don't know outside of an immunity run how in the world Matthew would get to the finals with Nate and Kat.
Yeah.
Like, I just, it's not, it, you know, Matthew is a great player, but I just don't see a world where they're going to let him in. You know, it's just not, I just don't think they can possibly let him get a whiff of a final. Now, maybe. I think Matthew is definitely good enough to weasel his way in, to work his way in, to run the scenarios like we were talking about, to, you know, get out the Google Doc and get out the piece of paper and, you know, do it. But I just worry that he's just absolutely sunk at this point.
Yeah. And this is kind of like his last shot, I feel like.
Yeah.
And we've seen, I think Dale has pulled up that like list of people of like his pecking order. I'm pretty sure Matthew's been at like 5, 6, or 7.
Yeah.
In the couple iterations that we've seen. So I think this is like his last chance to really shake things up. And if he doesn't win immunity, it's really, I'm very intrigued about like what the big move is going to be in this next episode and like who's going to spear. You know, again, we'll talk about the other three in a second, but I think this last chance to really do something big if he scoops up the right people. And I think he can do it, but will he be able to get enough people on his side to do it? Is really the question.
I totally agree. I'm excited to see him try.
Mm-hmm.
I am nervous for him.
Yeah.
That is what I will say. So let's go to number three. This is where we might start to see some. You have it three.
I have Jackson.
I'm sorry, I cut out for a second.
Oh, I have Jackson.
Oh, I do too. Oh, okay, perfect. Never mind. Forget what I said about parody. Who cares? Yes. go ahead. Tell me. Talk to me about Jackson.
I think for the first time, I actually have him in the correct spot. I've not done that for a while. I feel like it's just. This is kind of okay. This is what was my thinking. I think it's Dale's game to lose, and it's Shannon's game to like make a move here, like this kind of like her, maybe not last chance, but like this is definitely the week for her to try to split them up. So yes. That's kind of why I and then Jackson, I mean, he has this extra like I don't. I think if he gets to the end with Shannon or Dale, they win over him. So, like, he would have to get to the end with a Kat, Nate, or Matthew, but I don't see him. I don't know how that would happen. So, I had to put him at number three. I mean, he's still a good player, still very entertaining. Like, none of that has changed. Mm-hmm. This extra vote situation is going to be interesting. So, I think, again, it's kind of like this is. So the week for him to try to make a big move to maybe rocket himself up the list a little bit. But it's like, will that happen?
I agree with you and also disagree with you.
Okay. I like that.
Which is, I couldn't think of a better way to say that, which was, it didn't come out right. But because I've been looking at the makeup of this jury. I actually think Jackson has a good shot with this jury. Okay. I think Jackson beats Shannon in a jury scenario.
Mm.
Because I think Jack and Katie off the top, and then if Matthew and Dale are both there, I think that's four.
Yeah.
For Jackson.
Point. Yeah.
Which I think is wild to think about. But, and I actually even think Jackson versus Dale is an interesting final two. I think Dale still wins. I agree with your assessment of that.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. But I think Jackson is the biggest target in the game. I think Jackson's a bigger target than Dale, even if people don't, because people don't know about, let's try that again. I think Jackson is a bigger target than Dale because people don't know about Dale's idols. And so I think if you're just looking at the game straight up six people, I think Jackson is the bigger threat from the perceptions in this game. Because I think you look at Jackson and you think he's going to win more immunities down the stretch.
Yeah,
you see, Colby in his eyes in those baby blues. But Jackson's a good player. And an underrated part of this game is I think he's like fun.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that like, cause even when you see him with Megan, like when he's pretty clear, he's going to vote her out.
Right.
Like she's like, he's still making her laugh.
Right.
Like he's still working her and charming her. And I get the feeling that these people, I think even Kat is a little bit charmed by him. I really do. And so I like Jackson, but I couldn't put him any higher because of the two people higher than him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this week, we keep saying this, like this episode is going to be the big bellwether for the rest of the game.
Yeah, yeah. He needs to like, it's almost like him and Shannon need to go after each other.
Yes.
Get that taken care of. And then you blindside Dale at like final four or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think yeah. they both kind of have to do that. So yeah, I'm very excited for this episode to see who, again, like we keep saying, like a big move is going to happen. First of all, it should happen. Like,
yes.
Kat or Nate going, or even Matthew, makes no sense to me.
Yes.
For totally these agree. Other three. One of them recognizes that like this is the time and does it. I think as we keep saying, yeah, it's going to be really interesting to see who comes out on top after this next episode.
Totally agree. So that brings us to number two. Do we both have Shannon?
We do.
Oh, wow. We've never done this before, ever in the history of the Power Rankings, guys. We've never had exact same lists. It's bizarre. I love Shannon. Shannon is one of those players that I have fallen in love with over the course of the season. Mm-hmm. I liked her from the beginning. I was going through some old lists, and I had Shannon on my first list, either my first or my second list, in a good position. So it's not that she was underrated. It's that I have fallen in love with her character.
Yeah.
Like, she is so into this game, which is why it's such a shame that her and Matthew could never work anything out. Because I think they are really, like, both so into this game at this point. Shannon is cooking. She's crying. What is going on with Shannon? She's doing these long-form confessionals, like, which I cannot imagine how long some of those confessionals are, where she's just sitting on the carpet talking to the camera. Because it seems like they go on for a while.
Yeah, because and we see it. Like, you'll see different parts of the confessional throughout the episode, and it seems like it's the same.
Yes.
From the same tape, which is.
Yes. Like, like she is giving them all the content they could ever use. And then she's cooking time with Shannon, which seemed to be almost like she talked a little bit about Survivor, but it was almost like she's just in her own reality show life now. So I wanted to say that before we got into the strategy, that I'm obsessed with Shannon and I love her. I don't think Shannon has appeared on Twitter or on social medias yet, because a Shannon Twitter seems like something I'd be way into.
Oh, right. That's a good point.
Okay. I'm putting that on a list of things to look at.
We got to research that.
Yes. But game wise, I think, if Shannon had gotten what she wanted this week, she would be in my number one spot, even over Dale. Because I love that she's thinking like that. I think her timing is really right. And I think she got screwed over by the Ivy thing.
Who did she want to take out?
They were all going to vote for Dale. She was on board with the Dale plan.
So Dale wouldn't be here to...
Thank you.
Yeah,
she'd be way ahead of Dale on the Power Rankings. She'd be several spots ahead of him. But
yes, now that I'm on the same page as you, I definitely agree.
She'd be totally in control of the game at this point, and it would be hers to lose with her loyal soldiers in her back pocket.
Yeah.
But nothing's perfect. And so now Shannon is in a position where. We know she's ready to make a big move.
Right.
We know she's itching for it. I don't want to see her get gun shy. I need her to keep up that same excitement, and I need her not to get idol screwed. Because that's my other biggest fear is if they keep going after Dale, then somebody's going to get idol bounced. So I think Shannon is, given everything she knows and given the completeness of her perspective in the game, I think she's playing right at this point. I think she's playing a great game, and she just has to get a little bit lucky. But if she does, obviously she beats Nate and Kat. I think she beats Matthew, even though I don't think she's ever going to take him to the end.
Right.
I think she loses to Jackson, maybe, but maybe not. I think Megan is the swing vote in that scenario.
Yeah, because I feel like Shannon would get Kat, Ivy, and possibly Nate.
I think she picks up Kat, Ivy, and Nate.
Yeah.
And then, because I think if she's against Dale, I think Megan probably votes for her. So I think she at least has four against Dale. Against Jackson, I think it makes Megan the swing vote jury-wise, which I think is
true.
Super interesting to think about. And then if it's a final three, maybe that's actually better for her. Because if it's the final three and she ends up there with Nate and Kat on the jury, does she pick up Ivy, Nate, and Kat automatically and have three locked in? And then she just has to get anybody else or hope the rest of them split their votes?
Right.
So
yeah, that would be a wild final three.
I know. But she's got to get there first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with all of that. I think Shannon has just, like, grown to be such a, like, force in the season. And not strategically, but, like, entertainment-wise as well. So she's been super fun to watch. Like I said before, she's just, like, so into the game.
Mm-hmm.
Which we love to see that. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
but, yeah, so... I think with what I was kind of saying before, like it's Dale's to lose, but it kind of is also hers to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, as I said, like this is the week to make the move. And I will be very interested to see like if there's any sort of backlash from Dale with Shannon. I mean, she was going to go along with that plan,
mm-hmm.
assuming he knows that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens between those two, but yeah, I think, like, this, like you said, she needs to make the move here. And I could see her targeting Jackson before Dale. I think she would switch that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many factors. Two idols, an extra vote or a steal vote.
Mm-hmm.
She would have to get Matthew, Nate, and Kat to all mm-hmm. vote with her. I think she could get Nate and Kat. But she would need to get Matthew, too. So it's like, yeah, this is going to be... And if Jackson steals one of their votes...
Then it goes back to 3-3. Yeah. Who wins immunity? Dale has an idol. Are we looking at, like, a blood versus water final six where we have three rock drawers?
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
Or if Dale plays an idol, two rock drawers, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be this is I feel
that,
like
that
this
makes
is
it more like
wild.
The Survivor Michigan, the Matthew boot, because they could really screw if Dale plays an idol and then Jackson wins immunity or whoever wins it. I don't know if Dale plays an idol and then the four of them vote for Jackson. Somebody has to flip on the revote because they can't, because if Jackson steals the vote, it's 3-3. Then, gosh, I need a whiteboard. Somebody give me a whiteboard.
Jackson mentioned very briefly when he got the steal vote of potentially taking out Dale at six, I believe.
That would be bananas.
But I feel like that's not... Again, I feel like he needs to take out Shannon first.
Yes, totally.
Then Dale. That will be interesting. And I feel like Dale... He needs to just play an idol here.
He's going to, right? I mean, there's no way Dale doesn't play an idol, right?
Right.
So I mean, like we're Dale's saying this, safe. But my gosh,
I know. I'm yeah. So I don't know.
Having Maryland All-Stars flashbacks. Like, there's no way he doesn't play the idol. There's no way he doesn't play it, right?
Right.
Oh gosh, I'm still hurt.
So yeah. Yeah. This man. I'm glad this episode is tomorrow because I'm really excited. But
me
too. Shannon's in a great spot. She's been playing well. She's been so entertaining. She needs to take out Jackson and break up that pair.
Mm-hmm.
Not go and Nate cannot go for her
mm-hmm.
game. So yeah, I'm very, very excited to see what happens.
Agreed. So that leaves us with number one.
Dale.
Yes.
Swag Daddy.
What? I can't even, because like now you're saying that and I'm just like flashing through a sideshow of Dale costumes in my head, and then White Castle Dale and silent movie Dale
shaving his beard Dale.
Dale is living his best life on Survivor.
He really is. I'm glad that he is, like, coming into it, you know, the old man, he's married, whatever, like, he's doing super well. Also very entertaining.
Yes.
He's been great this whole...
And he's having so much fun, it feels like.
Yeah.
I really love Dale.
Yeah. I think I wonder too if, like, I don't know what his situation. Did he say he was in grad school?
I think
going
so.
Going for his master's or something. I wonder kind of like, I don't know if it's like an age thing or, you know, I could see like some of the younger players, like if they're like a freshman or a sophomore, maybe thinking like, oh, maybe I would get a second shot at this later. Like this, mm-hmm. This is probably, I would assume, Dale's like only chance to play. So it's kind of like, why not go into it just having a ton of fun, but also just like playing super hard,
mm-hmm.
you know? I think he has that, like, you know, going for him as well. He still has his two idols. I mean, he's guaranteed Final Four.
Yes. He's got two idols. He's guaranteed Final Four. I feel like, because I feel like, by the way, with Dale being guaranteed Final Four and being able to play one at 6 and 5, you think that means Final Two, right? Even with an 8-person, even Final Two with an 8-person jury?
Meaning he definitely gets there?
No. I mean, meaning it's just a Final Two season, not a Final Three season. Sorry.
No. Oh, that's interesting. Would they do that and risk a tie?
I think so, because I don't think they're going to let Jackson, or they don't think they're going to let Idol be played right until the second to last vote.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes.
Because if you can play an idol at 5, then I think there's got to be a Final Two. Maybe.
Right.
I don't know. Anyhow, I'm just speculating off the top so I can make the point that I think Dale beats just about anybody in a Final Two scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Dale is at the very rare early survivor thinking of, I need to vote out challenge threats. You almost never see it on College Survivor. But I think he's in that unique position to say, I want people I can beat in challenges. So I think Dale is in the very strange position of looking at Nate as a big target. Mm-hmm. Maybe his biggest target, which we talked a little bit about earlier, but I think he has a target that nobody else in the game has. And the question is, can he get a vote to be on Nate, or can he get all the votes on him so he can idle out Nate one way or the other? But I think even over Shannon, I think Dale has to be looking at Nate as his personal biggest threat.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because once he plays two idols, nobody's going to want to take him to the end.
Right. And do we know, not to circle back to this, but can he play an idol at 5? Play them both this round? Or potentially just one?
I think
one
he's been talking about being safe till Final Four.
Okay.
I think he's talked about that. He could be wrong. I don't think he would, because he seems like the kind of guy who would really check into that.
Right.
But yeah, that's
okay.
My thing.
Okay, that makes sense. That's a great point, and I think, yeah, it's really not looking good for Nate. I could also see it would be kind of interesting if, like, Dale tells Jackson that he has and says, like, hey, you pretend to, like, flip on me, get everybody to vote for me, and then I'll idle out Nate. I could see Dale doing something like that.
Yeah.
Just going crazy with it. Because, I don't see Dale, like, mentioned potentially taking out Jackson.
I think we in the early episodes he talked about it, but I don't think we've heard anything recently.
Yeah, but I don't think, I don't think for him it makes sense to do that here.
No.
And I don't make sense for him to take out Shannon either. I think you're right. I think Dale's going to be targeting Nate or Matthew. Again, we've seen Matthew's name on that list that he has.
Yes.
So I think Dale's going to target Matthew or Nate. So it's going to be up to either Jackson, something different if it helps his game. Like I said, Jackson needs to target Shannon, and then Shannon needs to target Jackson. So it's like,
Which is funny because I think Dale's best Final Four scenario is this chaos Final Four of Dale, Shannon, Jackson, and Matthew.
Oh, that would be crazy.
Because if he makes it there with any combination of Nate or Kat, they're sitting in the finals. Like they are. And if he's there with both of them, I mean, God forbid, I hate to say it like that, but God forbid, if he ends up there with both of them, it's very easy to see a world where Nate and Kat both end up in the final too.
Right, right.
So I think if I'm Dale here, I think you have to go full chaos mode and bring everybody to the final four, Shannon, Jackson, and Matthew, and then just throw down.
Battle it out. Wow, that would be epic.
I know, it would be. I mean, and maybe that's just my fan fiction like version of this season. And if they did, we'd be talking about this season a top tier season.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still in that way, but
I already feel that way about it depending on who wins.
Oh man.
Wow. So much to be excited for.
I know. This next episode is going to be, I hope it's not just like Cat goes. Like, I really want this to be epic.
I see. No, but now I've talked myself into Nate and Cat getting voted out of the next two tribals so we can have chaos.
I know.
So now I can't be disappointed.
Right, it's like,
no,
do we want it
happens.
At, yeah, it's like, do we want chaos at six or do we want chaos at four?
Yes. Chaos at six, chaos at five, chaos at four, chaos at final tribal council. Yes, I'm excited. Well, anything else?
I don't think so. I don't know if you know what this is, but Shannon mentioned Bosco sticks.
Do you not know what Bosco sticks are?
No.
Did you not have them in like your cafeteria lunchroom in high school or anything, or at college?
I don't think so. Are they
like
mozzarella sticks?
But they're like breadsticks. It's like a breadstick filled with mozzarella cheese. So it's like a hybrid between a breadstick and a mozzarella stick. So like if you took like a long, I'm trying to compare like whose breadstick, you guys have Little Caesars, right?
Yes.
So if you took like a long, like Little Caesars crazy bread and stuffed it with mozzarella cheese, that would kind of be a Bosco stick.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. That sounds good.
Yes.
I was wondering if that was
delicious.
Like a Michigan thing or.
They are like high school cafeteria staples, I think. And like college, some college cafeterias have them and stuff. But yeah, I think that's the vibe. And they're like greasy and like, it's not like fancy food, but they're like so tasty. And I would eat one right now.
That sounds really good. I was, my high school had not great selections at all. I had like French fries and a cookie and a mug root beer for like a year. Freshman year, that was my meal.
Oh, so poor baby Joe. I feel bad
options,
now.
But no, I wanted to ask that to see if you had heard of that or knew what that was.
I'm very glad we covered Bosco sticks. Now I feel like we have put our survivor knowledge really up to par now that we have explained Bosco sticks.
Right. Oh man, that's funny. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you is, what are your thoughts on this outdoor tribal coming back?
You know, I miss the stairwell from season one.
Mm.
If we're going to do outdoor tribal, I would want to see it on the stairwell because every time I see that outdoor tribal set, I relive the rock draw from last season.
Right.
And I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm like the Rob Sesternino of College Survivor. Like, I don't care anything about the locations or the vibe. Like, you could do tribal council in somebody's dorm room or like in the laundry in the basement of a building, and I don't care.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It was just funny. Like, the fire was going crazy. So that was like, you know, everyone's getting hit with the smoke. And I feel like they sort of just like shoved Jack, Katie, and Megan like right up in there with them.
They were like
that was
right in there.
They were just like almost right part of tribe, you know, part of the tribe. I just thought it was funny, so I wanted to get your opinion on that. But
I'm glad you brought it up.
Yeah, the stairwell is always a classic, and then I don't mind the in the classroom tribals. I feel like especially with like the lighting, like you can see everybody, you can see everybody's mm-hmm. facial expressions. I think sometimes the outdoor at night ones, like especially with this tribal, with how crazy it was just kind of mm-hmm. like, had it been like, we would have really been able to see everybody's reaction.
I agree.
But yeah, just wanted to throw that out there.
I'm glad you did, because I would never have brought it up and never have thought of it. So I'm glad you did.
Perfect.
Alrighty. Well, that is it for the power ranking, guys. We are so excited that this season continues to deliver, and we are so excited to be able to continue to deliver you guys power rankings of anything and everything. So I'm Paul. I'm here with Joe, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.